Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In Los Angeles, it looks like Mayor Karen Bass is looking for the wealthy to buy housing for the homeless in what's being called an unprecedented partnership. Very interesting. You know, it seems like as these issues get way, way out of control, you know, how did it get to this point? And then suddenly, well, now they've... To me, is that just an admission of total failure of trying to deal with this particular issue? Very good question. All right, folks, it is the Wednesday edition. Hour number three officially beginning as we're launching back into the stratosphere, into orbit, as we sometimes say. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of this hour if you have a question or if you have a comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, you know, Denise, so right before the top of the hour news, we were talking about this Trump trial. And, again, it seems like they have finagled these, whatever might have even been a misdemeanor, after the statute of limitations has run, and they've just sort of tried to build this back better, shall we say, for them.
The Trump defense team is... they're doing some kind of interesting things in the background, if you will, and they have reviewed pretty much everything that they can on the judge and all of the judge's political connections. That's why they asked the judge to recuse, and he refused. He's given donation money, campaign money to Biden. His daughter is working in some kind of fundraising apparatus for the Democrats, and she's actually fundraising off of this trial. Conflict of interest. And then, you know, the matter of using Michael Cohen as a star witness, who is a convicted criminal himself,
sure,
an admitted liar, so forth and so on. So when they're building all these things for the appeal, and there clearly will be one. I mean, for this man to get a fair trial in New York is
Well, slim to none. Well, exactly. And you know, that issue of fairness is really, it's central not just to what's happening with Donald Trump, but it's central to our system. You know, justice has the blindfold on for a very, very particular reason. And I think the American people across the highways and byways, Denise, they really do smell a rat here, because they realize, yeah, that this can be done to anybody. This is the new political machinery, and it reminds me so much of, like, the Soviet Union, for example. This kind of thing.
No argument for me. And judges have recused themselves from cases for a whole lot less, by the way.
Right. I mean, and by the way, if they were so sure, don't you think this judge, I mean, because you're right, judges themselves, they don't want to be seen as tainting something or being the reason why the
generally they don't.
Yeah, exactly.
The judge doesn't care.
Well, exactly, because
the prosecutor doesn't care.
Well, no, and don't you think that if they were so sure that this is slam dunk and they've got everything, all the ducks in a row, that anybody could prosecute this case and win it, but they're not going to ever let that be.
Yeah. No. We'll see. I guess the man's gonna have to leave court every day. That's if they don't give him a break to go to his son's graduation.
And that's petty. But, that's petty.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
defendants have been given leeway for a whole lot less too. Trump is going to have to make the best of it, and he's got a legal team, and he's pretty expert at all of these things. As many times as he's been sued during his presidency and post-presidency. So don't think that his defense apparatus isn't getting a lot of free legal advice from other people outside of the case, because they are. You got a lot of lawyers out there that are, you know, looking at this, and you know, they get on TV or they, you know, write articles or
this is literally being cobbled together again about Donald Trump's, just so that they can use this as a weapon. And I think people are truly outraged about that. I think people are truly outraged about that. And I think we might have lost Denise there for a second, and I think we're going to try and get her back here real quick, obviously. And I think we got Denise back there. Denise, you're back with us.
Yeah.
There you are. Good. All right. For some reason, I think we're good now. I'll just recap here. Yeah, I think people are really, they see that this is all being used as some kind of weapon. And, you know, to some degree, the Democrat Party elite, the far left and all that, they know that that's what it looks like on its face. Are they just banking that not enough people are going to figure that out?
And meanwhile, you have people like Jamie Raskin or Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi. They all say, no one's above the law. Well, you know, in a lot of cases here, the law could have been applied and wasn't, because it hit the statute of limitations, but they decide to resurrect and ignore the law.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there, because we are going to come right back. Folks, we've got a lot more ground to cover, so don't go anywhere. Don't you dare. Wednesday edition continues on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, the overnights in America never sounded so good, everybody. And I think a big part of that is because we've got Denise Simon with us this morning. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to ask a question or just give your opinion on what we're talking about here this morning. But, of course, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, you know, Denise, one of the things that I did want to ask you about is there was an interesting little exchange with Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, on CBS Mornings, where she said that, you know, the question was being put to her, well, Trump is ahead in six of these swing states. And she said, no, they're not. You know, isn't there a desperation going on where she would, you know, suddenly not even let the interviewer ask the question?
She's delusional, just as much as Joe is.
Yeah, I like it.
But having said that, I would still be very cautious because I still believe that they're plotting. And when the poll numbers reveal what they reveal, then the plotting gets more serious and I would say more aggressive and robust. So just fair warning, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to go down without something here.
Well, indeed. And she simply, you know, she didn't even let the question get set up. I mean, the question could have been along the lines of, well, Trump is leading, but tell us how your husband is going to do so much better and the president's going to, you know. But she kind of made it out like she was being a lot more, she didn't want the question to even come out. She just wanted to stop it right there and then get her two cents in.
Tells me she already knew that the question was coming.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that. But, of course, also generally, you know, then you had Ron Klain, former chief of staff, saying that, you know, you got the prices are too high. You know, it's like the rent's too high. You know, it's like there was a party once, right? The rent's, you know, too, you know what, high, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying the prices are too high. Gasoline's too high. People are feeling the pinch. He goes on to say that, you know, the border's bad, but this is a problem inherited from Donald Trump or something like that. I think that was about the border. But, you know, they realize, I mean, they must realize that people are, they're not stupid. They're not just don't understand economic numbers, but they really actually are feeling these problems.
Delusional. just, you know, don't believe your lying eyes. Or your empty wallet. Don't believe it.
Indeed. Well, you know, getting back to what we were talking about a little bit with Israel, there was this interesting article. This came via Israel's Channel 14 that they say it's the equivalent of Fox News and in the Israeli local media. But it's from a columnist that quotes an activist that is talking about the idea again that that officials in the Israeli government could be contacted by quote American friends to say, you know, you could be accused of war crimes if this kind of keeps going. Then they also want to create those mass protests. In other words, they want Israel to be fighting Israel in this, and the gist of it is that then the American administration can be successful in ousting Netanyahu, and it all kind of started with Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, can you about imagine where that dark money is coming from and how much dark money there is to remove Netanyahu? You know, Benny Gantz, he wants very badly to have new elections. But let's, you know, how else would you prosecute this war, this conflict? What? You know, we want a ceasefire, no more ammunition, get rid of Netanyahu, then what? Then what does it all look like? What does Hamas and Hezbollah look like? Just, you know, continued attacks like on October the 7th? You know, what are their solutions? The solution is to get rid of Netanyahu? Okay, let's, for the sake of argument, he's gone. How about that? Never to come back. He's going to say, you know what? I'm old. I've done this too many times. I'm retiring. You know, I'm going to go, you know, live in the Maldives or some, you know, some resort. All right. Then what? Then what's Israel going to do?
Well, Israel would be in the same position it's in. You know, you can't simply be nice to terrorists. We've been down this road. We've seen Land for Peace. We've seen all this stuff over decades, and it got us to October 7th.
Well, we tried pretty hard to buy the hearts and minds of the terrorists in Afghanistan. Look what that got us.
Right. The Taliban is back in charge. Yeah.
Well, and there's in ISIS-K, for sure. But I would also say there's a large part of the population in Afghanistan that wanted to come in at least to the 21st century. You know,
yeah.
There were a lot of women that were going to school and they were very westernized. How many of them got it and became good for the United States and being translators and were devoted to getting, you know, not living under, at the time, Soviet rule and then Al-Qaeda or Taliban rule. I mean, so there, you know, there was a nation divided right there. But now we're actually still funding the Taliban. Can you believe it?
It's absolutely unbelievable.
Twisted.
Yeah.
It's about as evil as anything you know is that you're aiding and abetting the enemy.
Right. That's exactly right. But for some reason, you know, and you're preaching it here. I mean, but yet for some reason, it just can't catch, you know, in terms of what's happening with this administration.
Well, we're doing it here at home with these migrants. I mean, look what's going on here that they're doing these smash and grabs. You've got these Chilean gangs that are going into these, you know, high dollar homes in California and raiding them. you got them squatting in New York with the drugs and the weapons. And I mean, so, you know, in a different form, we're doing the very same thing here. We're aiding and abetting the enemy. Not to say that every one of them is bad, but they're bad for our taxpayers.
Right, exactly. Bad for the structure of our society, because they're not being received into the society in any kind of an orderly manner. They're not truly integrated.
You know, and I was thinking about this $20 minimum wage out there in California.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think that's going to benefit? How many illegals, migrants, are working in fast food?
Yeah.
Are they the ones getting the $20? I mean, working it in fast food, earning minimum wage or just above minimum wage, was never supposed to be a living wage. It's an entry level position.
That's right. It's not a career. It's not a career. Yeah.
No. If you want to make it a career, fine. But it by structure of the way California financially, economically operates, it can't be a career. It can't be done in California. Maybe it'll be done in, you know, Nebraska or Iowa or something, but by design, with the cost of housing, cost of gasoline, cost of insurance, so forth in California, it was never meant to be. You know, I've been a proponent, I think, for 30 years of not having a minimum wage at any level, at a state level or a federal level. Get rid of it. Let the free market decide.
And that sounds like, again, where you have the market decide, but then suddenly someone would say, well, but now that you're going to create a state of affairs where they're only going to pay very little. But in reality, if they want to have a good product, they'll have to pay.
Competition makes you stronger.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly.
And if you don't necessarily give the money in an hourly wage, then you give it in some other kind of benefit, which is how, by the way, the deductions were born out of your paycheck when employers paid for your health insurance. Anybody remember those days? Because
yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As recently as, I would argue, 1980, employers were paying for your health insurance as part of a financial benefit to the employee.
Indeed, and an incentive. A perk, you know, to have that. But now, of course, it's business is bad, you know, and we're fighting for you. Look what we got for you. We got you $20, you know, so vote for me, that kind of stuff. Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Prosecutors in former President Trump's New York hush money trial are seeking contempt charges. They allege he breached a gag order via recent social media posts. Trump's defense attorneys asserts he was just responding to attacks from Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. A hearing to address the motion is scheduled for next week. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he has full confidence in President Biden's mental capacity, addressing concerns raised by special counsel Robert Hur's report. Hur described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
So if you're asking me about my own observations, I have complete confidence in the president.
Garland, during a House hearing, said he's witnessed Biden effectively lead meetings on complex national issues. A new Iowa law signed by Governor Kim Reynolds criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers can now arrest previously deported migrants. Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Affects your day in a most unpleasant way. That is really true. Thanks for sticking with us, folks. A little bit of technical difficulty here this morning with our connections, and so we're definitely, looks like things are getting cleared up here. So thanks for sticking with us, as I said, and we're trying to get Denise Simon back as well. And once again, we've been talking about what's happening with the Trump trial and what's happening with those jurors. And can Donald Trump get a fair shake in New York? Can he get a fair shake in this trial? That is a very, very good question. And so definitely, if you have an opinion about this, we'd love to hear from you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we're definitely, I think, going to get Denise Simon back right here. Let's check and see if we've got Denise. Are you there? There you are.
Talk fast.
That's right. Thank you so much for your patience. And I was just telling the listeners, every once in a while you get the radio gremlin, something goes kablooey, and but it looks like it's getting better right now. So that's the good thing. Even on this Wednesday morning, I'll tell you one thing, Denise. I was just asking the listeners here something you were alluding to as well earlier, and that is, can Donald Trump get a fair trial in New York?
No,
well, of course not. Yeah, I think that is a given. But now, do you think they will prevail? I know this is reading the tea leaves, and it's hard to make predictions about this kind of stuff, and I wouldn't put you on the spot. But do you think they could prevail here, or do you think this is automatically, we're looking forward to the appeal, that kind of thing?
We're going to the appeals, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. Well, I kind of think you're right about that, because definitely, you know, I don't see this, you know, it's kind of like a movie moment where, you know, I'm going to put the system on trial, and then suddenly everybody goes, okay, yeah, you're right. This is, you know, we're just going to find him not guilty, you know.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Mary in St. Pete this morning giving us a call. Good morning, Mary. You're on with Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to say I was reading the Epoch Times, if I can quote a source, and the highlight, one of the main topics was that Maine, the state of Maine, has passed the electoral vote away with, and so that they can pick by national vote, by just popular vote. That's a problem. When you look at how the states are populated, it means that these flyover states probably won't have a say in presidential elections, because that's a compact going together now. It's the popular vote compact. I wanted to know if she heard about that and what she thinks about that. Thank you.
Good question. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it. Mary and St. Peter.
I did hear about it. I'm not sure I know where I am on that one yet. I think it'll be legally challenged. So I have to reserve any kind of conclusion on that one yet, but I did see where they were going to go to the popular vote. You know, you can't just throw out the Electoral College vote. So I can't help you with a conclusion on it yet, but I'm not liking what I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, one of the things, too, overall, you know, that there's this, I don't think it's a movement. I think it's somebody's trying to start a movement to try to make it look as though
Mark Elias.
Yeah, the Electoral College is this, you know, archaic thing. And, you know, I can't imagine that, because that is the ultimate expression of disenfranchisement then.
Of course. Of at least half the country.
Right. But that's the half of the country that the far left, you know, they realize that. Well,
that goes without saying.
Yeah, we don't, you know, they say we don't like that half of the country. And it's really kind of sad, you know, especially, you know, Denise, there's that movie out right now called Civil War, right? I have not seen it. I saw the trailer for it.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, it used to be you'd go to the movies and it was supposed to be escapism. I don't know about this. I mean, escape from New York, maybe, but it just seems like in a very divisive time, you know, I like I said, I don't know anything about the movie other than just the title, but obviously there is a great divide in this country. And what I hope against hope is that we never go down that kind of road. I mean, that would just be disastrous. And those who would want us to do that, I mean, I think that would kind of play into some of these bad actors around the world that want the United States to fizzle.
Yeah, and what was said after the Civil War? The South will rise again. Well, I would argue in a lot of ways the South is rising already.
Right.
Just putting that out there. Well, bit of humor, maybe.
But this divide that's there, Denise, is, you know, to the point where there is no debate anymore. There's no more marketplace of ideas. Oh. It's just, okay, we're on the left, we are right, and meaning we are correct, they say to themselves, and they don't even want any kind of debate at all.
No. Nope.
Yeah, two
women. Especially over there at NPR, right?
Bingo. That's exactly what I was going to ask
for. Or the New York Times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a very, very sort of chilling kind of a thing that we're seeing. Because, you know, even in the so-called olden days, you know, it was never like this. You know, at the very least, there was, and this is one of the reasons why I think they don't even want to debate Trump. Because everything has to flow down from Mount Olympus. You know, Trump is an insurrectionist, and Adam Schiff helped to fight him off, and this kind of stuff from the commercials we see here in California. And whatever you do, if you agree the slightest tiny little bit with somebody who's a Republican, well, then you're against democracy. I mean, that's just not tenable.
Yeah, and, you know, we hear this term insurrection, but isn't what the news media is doing, regardless of what kind of media it is, NPR or MSNBC and whatnot, aren't they really kind of promoting some kind of unrest and insurrection here?
Yeah, I think they foment division, and there is, you know, insurrection, but there's also no resolution. There's no meeting of the minds, you know. And it used to be Republicans and Democrats, and I'm just going to oversimplify here. They weren't that far apart on, you know, programs and spending and things like that. Typically, the Democrats just want to spend a whole heck of a lot more on stuff or stuff we don't need. But it wasn't like this. It wasn't in the sense of being so hostile to somebody just because they exist. I mean, this is bad.
Well, we never knew just how much one side of the country hated the other side.
Yeah.
And I think that we're finding just how much hate there really is, especially when you add in what is happening with these pro-Palestinian protests that are going on. I mean, that's just adding to what I would say is no longer with us, and that's domestic tranquility, of which, you know, when you take the oath of office, you do everything you can to promote domestic tranquility. And we have an administration that has ignored every bit of that.
Well, you're right. And again, this notion that, you know, you just can't get along is, you know, so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we simply cannot abide having any kind of disagreement, you know. But again, it's okay to disagree on certain things. It's okay to debate. But if they want to shut down all debate and declare you basically an enemy of the state, that's territory that we read about in history books and think that would never happen here.
Yeah, like, you know, when you got people like Katie Couric that are picking up the same baton that Hillary Clinton was carrying when she called us, what, basket of deplorables? Well, you got Katie Couric is doing the same thing.
Right. Exactly. But you know what we're going to do, though, Denise? We're going to continue to preach it, you know, every night here on the program. And we're going to continue to point these kinds of things out, because that's not our nature. I know that for a fact.
We don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's truths that are out there, and you know, we need to seek them and put it out there as best we can.
Indeed. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thanks for sticking with us.
No
technical issues this morning. Take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Denise.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Folks, we are coming right back. I promise. Wednesday morning, Kyle Warren with you. Nothing's going to stop us. Stay right here.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through hour number three here on the program. And again, it's flying by. It always does. And we've got Chris Markowski, by the way, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, his radio program, his podcasts, and much, much more. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, again, is the website. We've got Mr. Chris Markowski again this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, Chris, there's so many different things happening out there. I'm really glad to talk with you this morning because I saw a couple of things earlier today. Number one is that it looks like the IMF is now in, because for one thing, you always talk about our national debt and the deficit and so forth. Now, according to UPI, the IMF, which is not the Impossible Mission Force, it's the International Monetary Fund, of course, as we all know, it's sounding the alarm on the U.S. debt. And they're saying something has got to give. In other words, Chris, how much more can this go before it really becomes a real problem for the U.S.?
It's a real problem now.
Yeah.
Everybody's paying. Everybody's paying, you know, a lot more for everything. We talk about inflation. I was reading a story earlier this morning. You know, the latest student loan nonsense is going to add another $750 billion to our budget deficit. I can go on and on and on about all of the nonsense that continues when it comes to government spending. We're paying for it. I mean, you know, everybody thinks that we're immune to, you know, gravity for some sort of reason. A little perspective here. Yeah, we might be the oldest running, you know, representative, you know, republic here in the world, but, you know, we're not immune to just simple basic math. I mean, people fail. I mean, you can look at the history of Argentina. That used to be one of the wealthiest countries in the entire world, and they wrecked it. You can take a look at, you know, prior empire. Go back and you take a look at the Roman Empire. You can take a look at when China was really, really wealthy, or ancient Greece, or all of these places, and how, you know, debasing one's currency simply by continuing to print and print and print and print and print, to pay for all this government largesse. I mean, I've written about this. Spain, Portugal, all these places have done the exact same thing. And then you put it into this position where, again, it becomes more and more difficult to get ahead in a society. And that is one of the things that has made the United States, you know, quite cohesive, is the fact that, you know, you could come here, you know, from different parts of the world, as an immigrant, and, you know, you would do well, or, you know, you come with nothing, you know, like my grandparents did, and like my in-laws did, and then the next generation would do better, and the generation after that would do better, and so on and so forth, and build that type of wealth. We're getting to a point in time right now where that's become, increasingly more difficult, because of the cost of everything. And that's because, you know, government has taken such a prominent role in our lives in so many different things. And again, it's what the people want. People want their free stuff. They just don't want to pay for it.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. And you mentioned about the student loan forgiveness would add so much to the national debt. I can't imagine, Chris, that there wouldn't be lines of people saying, well, you know, why is this only certain student loans? I mean, what if you could show receipts for all the money you spent to put yourself through college or something? Can you get reimbursed for that? I mean, I don't know where this all ends, but it's a buying votes proposition. That's what they're doing with this.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course it's buying. I mean, listen, you know, we shall see, you know, quite frankly, you know, how that's going to eventually, you know, work out. You know, eventually maybe kids will, you know, will figure out that it's not going to work. Obviously, you're reaching out to a certain group, that's out there that wants this type of relief. But there's obviously a large swath of people here in this country that also vote that are saying this is ridiculous. I paid for my student loan, or I'm a plumber, whatever I mean. I'm not getting any sort of benefit from this. So there could be two sides to it as well. I mean, we'll see.
Indeed. Well, there's another topic I wanted to ask you about, Chris, and that is an article I saw earlier today from The Independent. And what it's talking about is that if you had a second Donald Trump administration, that they may be looking to devalue the U.S. dollar in order to try to, make things better for trade or this kind of stuff. I mean, is that really something that they could do, or is that something that would be, you know, not advisable?
Well, it makes it better for our exports. I mean, I remember when this had to be 2000. I was on vacation in Europe. I think it was 2016, and then the dollar was significantly weaker than the euro. It was something like $1.30 on comparison. Right now, it's almost at parity. It's like $1.06 to $1 over there. And you know, we get upset with nations like China and whatnot for currency manipulation in order to make their exports cheaper. I'm surprised the dollar, you know, in reality isn't weaker than it actually is, and it kind of shows that, you know, most of the world is also having similar issues when it comes to spending way too much money that they don't have. But no, I am not a fan of debasing our currency by any stretch of the imagination. That's not a wise move.
And also, of course, we heard Jerome Powell, he's quoted again yesterday, basically saying that, you know, they're not going to cut any rates anytime soon, or the rates are going to hold steady, because the inflation or progress on inflation has what they called stalled at this point. So, I mean, well, what do we make of that?
Nothing. You don't make anything of it. I mean, he can change his mind on a dime. He can get another set of numbers that look a little bit different, and all of a sudden he could change things. I mean, they could be holding out, you know, closer toward the election to lower rates and make everybody feel happy about, you know, Bidenomics or whatever it may be. So, yeah, I don't place much, you know, like I said, I've said it before here. You know, if your portfolio hinges on what the Federal Reserve is going to do, well, you're making a mistake, because they've been consistently wrong again and again and again and again when it comes to policy. And, you know, I dare anyone to tell me that they've actually had it right on anything. I mean, I'm laughing a couple of years ago when they're telling us that inflation was transitory. It was just patently absurd. And again, how many economists got working at the Fed and they can't figure it out? I mean, it's just, you know, I don't pay much attention to what they can do. And, you know, quite frankly, they really can't do much. I'd have a lot more respect for people at the Fed if they were actually honest about where our problems lie and going after government spending, much like Paul Volcker did, and had worked, you know, showed no fear when it came to going after the people in government. And, you know, Powell wants no part of that at all. He wants no part of that at all.
Well, switching over to some numbers that came out on Tuesday, I understand, in terms of housing starts, it looks like the West is the only region where that began to rise by about 7% in March. But in the Northeast, it was 36% down, Midwest 23% down, and in the South 18% down. So basically, talk about stalling housing starts and building. That's really stalling.
Housing starts and permits as well have come down significantly. It's actually the biggest drop we've seen since COVID. That's how big the drop is. And it was interesting. I did a podcast on this yesterday. I was watching, you know, two of the pundits on CNBC talk about it, and they were playing almost like it's just chicken and the egg type of thing. Well, you know, if rates were lower, then, you know, people would want to be going out and buying more homes and building homes. And that would normally be right when we had a functioning market where you have enough supply that's out there. Usually there's an inverse relationship. When interest rates go up, housing prices come down, because, you know, usually it's based upon affordability. And if the interest portion of a mortgage payment goes up, then the principal has to come down. But we've had a myriad of other things, too, that they didn't tip into, and how much, you know, home insurance is costing people and giving pause. But the big 10,000-pound gorilla in the room is just, honestly, it's government regulations. The cost of permitting and building a home and everything that's involved with that continues to rise. I was mentioning this. I said, you know, where I live, 2 years ago, we were working on doing things on our house and around the yard. If you want to get anything done, get permits, you got to actually pay an expediter, somebody that can go and get these permits for you, in essence, go down and can find their way through all the bureaucratic red tape. Andy Kessler had a great piece in the Wall Street Journal talking about these homes in Texas that are made almost by 3D printer. And they can't even get those things done there because, there's no wood in them. But so what? It's completely cement. It makes no sense.
Wow.
Again, government's slowing things down.
Indeed. Chris Markowski, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thanks.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.